الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. As we explained, that in this ayat Allah Ta'ala declares that a person who brings iman on Allah in righteous deeds, Allah will create love for that person. And Allah will love that person. Jibreel alayhi salam, the malaika, all the righteous and pious people. So this is an easy way. We don't really have to go and like plead with somebody to become pleased. We just do what we have to do, and Allah will put our love in their heart, and they will love us. And to be loved by the righteous and the pious, then by the creation of Allah Ta'ala as well. And then this was one easy way, ulama have explained, which comes in the hadith, that by nawafil a person becomes the favorite of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and by which Allah sees, hears, touches, etc. In other words, he will do everything how Allah Ta'ala wants him to do it. And Allah will put barakat in everything. So in order to become, and that is why we have come here, to become the favorites of Allah Ta'ala, to become the walis of Allah Ta'ala, to have nismat with Allah Ta'ala. So this is one very easy way. Everyone in his way just carries on, and Allah will make him his beloved. And so we explained of the namazes, which is of the most, the greatest form of ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, namaz. So in namazes, the nawafil, we explained about ishraq, jasht, awwabin, and tahajjud we were discussing. So tahajjud namaz, as we had discussed, it whatever is read after isha is completed, then that will be counted in tahajjud. And we should make the niyat of tahajjud also even more better. Once I asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, that if we make nafil after isha, and will that be tahajjud? He said, yes, make the niyat as well. So the niyat also we make, and then it will be, we will get the sawab of tahajjud. And as we had explained, this is one of the easiest namazes, and which we think is one of the most difficult namaz. Easy, that our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh explained, after finishing our four farz of isha, two sunnat and muakkada. Now we have got wudu, and we are in the masjid, which is the environment of namaz, just to make two rakats more. And even in a sitting position, Hazrat said. And Hazrat said, even if we just read wal asr and inna atina, if we, on the day of qiyamah, if we are not in the first saf of the tahajjud guzar, those who make tahajjud, we won't be left out from the last saf. We will be in that group. And whatever favors of Allah Ta'ala will be bestowed upon them, that will be bestowed upon us also. Just by the two easy rakats, by sitting, reading short surahs also, and we will be counted amongst them. So what difficult. And even just by two rakats, a person will be counted amongst the tahajjud guzar. So it isn't difficult at all, because we got wuzu at that time. If we think we'll go and do it at home, we are such today that before we leave the door of the masjid, our wuzu is broken. And how many of us again got that courage to make a fresh wuzu again? May for nafil namaz, if it is farz, we will know we have to do it. But for nafil, we become lazy. Nafs finds every excuse for it. So while we are here in the masjid, we can easily do it. And if we should do it standing position, even better. Now if we sit and read, then we will get half the sawab. We stand and read, double the sawab. And also, the full sawab we will get. Also, another aspect with regard to nawafil, and also as we carry on with life, we should become more vigilant of Allah, the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, his house was attached to the masjid. And when we say house, in our mind comes our types of houses. Some double-story big house. That house was just one room. where the whole family lived. It was the kitchen, it was everything. And then it was attached to the masjid. From there, in the old age, Hazrat to reach the masjid had to sit 3-4 times due to his weakness. But when he made his awabin 20 rakats, he stood and read it. And when his khadims insisted, Hazrat, sit, he needs permission. And you'll get the full sawab because you are not doing voluntarily. You would prefer to do it standing. He said, I feel shy to stay, to sit in front of Allah Ta'ala. We can understand this. We are sitting somewhere and some respectful person comes. And for him to come and greet us, we remain sitting here. That he comes and he must come and greet us here. The right thing is we'll jump up and we will go to him to greet him. When we are in front of Allah, the greatest, and we are so to say sitting. So without reason, we should not sit and make our namazes. We should stand. If a person is according to Sharia, excuse, he can't help it, that's a different thing. But otherwise, we should sit, we should stand and read namaz. Also, the Christian religion, their namaz which they had was also with ruku sajda. But eventually they started sitting and now the churches are filled with only chairs. And you'll go to some areas in the world, you'll see that a certain portion of the masjid really looks like a church. All the benches that are put there. And all the people come and just sit on the benches. Allah must not bring that day that we see, sadly, as somebody had written, that what we saw happening in other countries where the ulama or ulama organizations meeting with the presidents of the country and having some iftari meal, etc. They said it will come here in years. We least expected that it came in days in our country. So it must not happen that this would, that our masjid also, and the direction, some places already they're making the masjid a covered center, that the whole masjid now, and what excuse that the masjids are for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And to save somebody's life is also ibadat. So to have relations with your wife, legal or wife, is also ibadat. So anything which is ibadat now is permitted in the masjid also. Masjid are exclusive for the ibadat of the masjid. So we should be very careful. This way of sitting, some places the mutawallis took so much offense of this that they removed all the chairs from the masjid. And anyone who really needs and has a need must bring his own chair. Otherwise this is just catching on like wildfire. And we say every person without reason also, we are sitting on chairs. Just like we should take it, consider it, that sitting on the high pan without reason, which also has become in many cases the norm, that also we should try and avoid it totally. It is very unhealthy also to relieve oneself sitting on the high pan. It does not clean the bowels completely. It is very unhealthy, for which then they make other things, a pedestal at the bottom where you put your leg, and in order to, your body takes that posture which can push out all the excreta. The natural thing is to squat. That is the natural way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq. So our tahajjud namaz, it is before sleeping also, it will be counted in tahajjud. Before half the night passes also, and we can make it here, and if our eye, and also we have seen, many of our friends have reported, they started with this easy tahajjud, and Allah gave them tawfiq very soon to go on to the tahajjud at tahajjud time. And Allah made it easy also then. So, and the tahajjud namaz, in one hadith, 4 great virtues have been mentioned. Otherwise, in the hadith, in kitabs, ulama, Allah reward them tremendously. They have written voluminous kitabs just on tahajjud. The great virtues of tahajjud namaz. Kitabs and kitabs have been written, not one, two. How many kitabs have been written? But in one hadith, 4 great virtues have been mentioned. The first of it, da'bu salihin. It is the practice of the pious people. So, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains this so beautifully. He says there is a register kept by Allah Ta'ala of all the Salihin, of all the pious people. So, if you're by just making the two rakats of tahajjud, sitting position, 2 minutes tahajjud, but your name will be entered in the register of the Salihin. So, what a great honor that our names are registered in the register of the Salihin by Allah Ta'ala. And more than that, then Hazrat explained, the minute now you are registered in the register of the Salihin, then whoever is making namaz in the world, Allah make it again, in our Haram Sharif of Makkah, 3-4 million people at a time used to make namaz. Haram of Medina Sharif, all the masajid of the world, whoever is making namaz, people in the jungles, people, women folk at home, people in all the 7 continents of the world, whoever is making namaz, in their namaz, they are making dua for you. You are getting the dua of the namazis of the whole world. I should explain how is that. Everyone in his namaz is reading At-Tahiyyat. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Salam and salamati. Peace. This is what everyone wants, is looking for peace. We are looking for peace everywhere. Though unfortunately we are looking it at all the wrong places. We are looking for it at the places of trouble. We are looking for peace in the places of trouble, places of problems. Places where we go and gamble, places of brothels, all the places of darkness and evil and of problems, and that breathe problems after problems, we are looking for peace there. Whereas peace is in the masajid. And here we are saying, here we will get covered. How upside down our minds have become. This is the place where Allah Ta'ala has kept, مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. A person who enters Baytullah Sharif, is that person has got aman, peace. And the effect of Baytullah goes to all the masajid of the world. That is the mother of all the masajid. So every masjid has got peace in it. That when a person enters masjid and really think of it also, and we Allah give us tawfiq, we make this niyat before we enter the masjid. When we enter, that I'm visiting the house of Allah. And whoever we go and visit, we don't go to and visit the house. We go and visit the person. So we'll find Allah here. Make that niyat and you'll see you find Allah. That you come to Allah's house, you'll see the tajalli of Allah. And the great effulgence of the nur of Allah, you will find it here. And also make niyat that the masajid are the places of the malaika, they abound here. That we will be in the sohbat, we will make ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, visit Allah Ta'ala. And we will get the company, the sohbat of the malaika, and of the pious people. Allah has made it. Pious people are the ones who come to the masjid. Rotten people will go somewhere else. Masjid, the pious people. So when we come, we're getting their company also. And all that, without us understanding it, thinking about it, it's having an effect on us. So in any way, so now we will get the du'as of all the people of the world. They are making du'as for us. And the du'a of salamati. What a great du'a. That Allah, we take it all for granted. Our salam is salamati. Assalamu alaikum. But we have also traded it in for all other things. And then the salam again, wa rahmatullah, the mercy of Allah, wa barakatuhu. And yeah, also, assalam, attahiyyatu lillahi, wa tayyiba, assalamu alayka, ayyuhan nabiyyu. وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. So that all we will get. So salamati. So دَعْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ. The second is قُرْبَةٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ. You become the favorite, the close person of Allah. By the 2 rakats of namaz, you become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. And everyone who won't want to be the favorite, just by the 2 rakats. Third, مَنْهِيَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ. It is your powerhouse that stops you from guna. All of us, we hate ourselves. We're so angry with ourselves. Gunas which we just don't like, we regard it horrible, we know. But we just can't seem to give it up. For a while, we back at it again. And we hate it, but we just seem to get involved again, much against our own wishes. But the Tahajjud Namaz is that powerhouse. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should explain this in this way, that the electricity which is generated at the powerhouses, then it is sent to all the, we see the pylons, electric wires going, and the electricity is being distributed. Then when it comes there, it is a bit gone, less the power. Then they got a booster there, the generators they have, and they make that power, they strengthen it again. So that is the Tahajjud. It will make you strong again. And it will, the Tahajjud will save you from gunas. Manhiyatun anil ism. It will protect you and save you. So what we couldn't do ourselves, our Tahajjud will do for us. And mukaffaratul lisayyatikum. That it is the kaffara, forgiveness for all your gunas also. So in Tahajjud, in 2 rakats, we make, mashallah, 8 rakats. Allah give us tawfiq. What more greater thing? So Allah give us tawfiq. Hazrat should also mention that make your tahajjud after the 2 sunnat-e-muakkada and then make your witr. By this you will be making amal on another sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the last namaz that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make was his tahajjud. Until now it is that person who is sure that he'll get up for tahajjud in the last part of the night. He should delay his tahajjud, his witr namaz. He shouldn't make it at night. You should leave it and then make your tahajjud. And the last namaz you make is your witr namaz, after your tahajjud. So if you are making your tahajjud, yeah, make your 2 rakats, make your witr then. You want to make 4 rakats, make 4 rakats, make your witr, make the witr the last namaz. And also Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to read 2 rakats after at night, sitting position also. Yeah, again, there is difference with the in the ulama, that should we stand and read the 2 or sit? So those ulama again, whose eyes are more on Allah Ta'ala, they say that even if our sawab is half, but to follow the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will also sit and read it. So a choice, if you want to stand and read it, you stand and read it, you sit and read it. So tahajjud is this great namaz. So all our namazes, which are the famous namazes, our ishraq and our chasht, our wabin, and our tahajjud namaz. In this way, a person will become the favorite of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Then there are, of course, other nafal namazes also, salatu tawbah. When we make guna, this is also a thing that we should try and bring. We commit so many gunas. At least every day, when we return from work after Maghrib, if we can, include it in the awabin namaz, the niyat. Or if we could also, sometimes at least make it separately also. Haji Bey Padia rahmatullah alayh was also very much regular on his nawafil. And he should say, for any need, make salatul hajjah. Then he should say, we always join it with our other nawafil, which is right. Nothing wrong. But he says, sometimes read it separately also, for our need. So anyway, there is salatul tawbah. Salatul shukr also we should make. Allah, so many ni'mats upon us. Endless ni'mats. We are drowning in the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, but not one little bit shukr from our mouth. In fact, one other way also of becoming a favorite of Allah Ta'ala, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Allah loves that person. You get the love of Allah when you eat and you praise Allah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Oh, alhamdulillah. Every luqma, we don't say one time also. And at the end of meals, what I noticed also, I hope my observation is wrong, and I hope it's not to find fault, but we notice good people, at the end of the meal also, no dua, no, not even alhamdulillah. Otherwise, you can ask a little child also the dua, everyone knows the dua. Alhamdulillah, alladhi atamana, there are many duas, there is the famous dua, wasaqana, waja'alana, muslimin, famous dua. But generally, we don't read it. But we should read, and just by reading alhamdulillah on every luqma. One good friend of ours in Verlam, He explained he was in Madinatul Munawwar, Medina Sharif, and somebody had invited them for tea. The host, a person from Medina Sharif, when he was six cups of tea, there were six people. So he put a tea bag in everyone. For everyone, Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. When he put the poured the water, Bismillah, Bismillah, every time. So we should make this common. All these words which are so valuable, we should make them common on our tongue. It is narrated that one of the great distinguishing factors of this ummah compared to the other ummah is that La ilaha illallah will be just on their tongue all the time. And we see Arabs still today, especially those who are dini inclined, anything surprised, La ilaha illallah. A thing pleasant, happy, La ilaha illallah. A thing of sorrow and sadness, La ilaha illallah. This is a ummah that La ilaha illallah, Allah made it easy on their tongue. Yeah, we should also worry about ourselves. If I'm in the ummah, then why is La ilaha illallah not on my tongue? And if La ilaha illallah is not common on my tongue, am I part of the ummah or not? This one of the specialities of this ummah is that La ilaha illallah will be easy for them to say. And till now we see that non-Muslims, a person wants to revert and you tell him to read, he finds it hard and difficult to pronounce the words. It needs a lot of time, and then also pronouncing it very, very differently for them to pronounce it. But for this ummah, Allah has made it easy. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So these are the great virtues of tahajjud namaz. All the other nawafil also we should read. Hadratin, it's a great, beautiful way, wonderful way of making tarbiyat, used to explain that if we are making all these namazes, in other words, we are like working in this factory, in this company, in this shop, in this wherever we are working, and then when we get old, then they would give you pension. And usually governments give pension. Otherwise, private companies, all they also, they whatever the law is, or they give. But usually governments give pension. Hazrat should say that these people, the governments also learned from Allah Ta'ala to give pension. That it comes in the hadith that if a person was regular with his ibadat, and now he becomes old and he can't do it anymore, Allah tell the malaika, write the same sawab for this person. So now Allah is giving pension. Your whole life, but if you are working in that company, if you weren't working in a company and you get old, and you go and stand there at the door and you say, I want pension. And they say, who are you to ask pension? What we got to do? We don't know you from a bar of soap. Who are you? But if you are working there, then you will get. So we work in this company of Allah of nafil namazes. And then when we get old, and may Allah protect us. Hazrat also explained so beautifully that, for example, we reach going now to old age, and now husband, wife, both decide that now we're going to devote ourselves to Allah's ibadat. We'll get up, for example, tahajjud time, make tahajjud, make fajr, make ishraq, and then we'll go and have a little rest. Get up, make chash, make zohar, have a little rest, make asr, maghrib, isha, and then we'll sleep after that at night. But then one of them becomes paralyzed, Allah protect us all. Or gets a stroke, now they can't do that. So now, Hadrat says that all that your chast and ishraq is in making khidmat of your spouse. The husband makes khidmat of his wife, wife makes khidmat of the husband. Now you'll have to see to the toilet needs also, feed the person perhaps also, Allah protect us all. Don't make any one of us dependent on anyone. Allah save us from being dependent on anyone. And this also, who of us make shukr? We are eating on our own, with our own hands we eat, and we're doing everything, but no shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, now you'll get that whole sawab in making that khidmat for that person. So anyway, when you become old, now you can't do this, Allah gives you pension also. But on condition you are working in that company. Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat used to say, Hazrat Allah Ta'ala gives travel allowance also. companies, governments also, you go in for their work, you go. They give you travel allowance also. Allah Ta'ala, first of all, make farz half. And on the safar, even if you don't make the nawafil, you still get the sawab. Allah tell the malaika, if he was at home, he was the person, if you're working in that company, that he used to do this always. Now he's busy traveling, and you have to catch plane, immediately another plane. You are traveling by train, bus, whatever way you are traveling. You can't manage your nawafil, but Allah is still giving you the sawab. So Allah gives travel allowance also. Then Hazrat used to explain, Allah Ta'ala gives sick leave also. Hey, by law, you move 21 days or 3 weeks, whatever it is, sick leave. Allah will give permanent sick leave. If you are terminally ill, and you are making all your ibadat all the time, then Allah Ta'ala tell the malaika, my banda, he used to make my ibadat all the time. Now he has become ill, he can't do it. You write the same sawab still. You still write, you say, do an EFT into his account still. All the time that he, as though he has, who is working for you. And not for a certain period or a certain limit, right through all the time. So when Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so by these nawafil, how much don't a person acquire? And then when the special occasions come, the day of Jumu'ah, Allah give us tawfiq to really appreciate the day of Jumu'ah. It is a day of where ibadat is multiplied so greatly, tremendously. And then the day, like the, this special occasion, the month of Ramadan comes, and Ashhure Hurum, the 4 months, the sacred months, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, 3 months together. And then the month of Rajab, which is a separate month, before Shaban, Rajab, Shaban, and then Ramadan. And so those 4 months, and Ramadan is not included in there. Rajab, then Zulqada, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. During these months also, the reward of Amal is multiplied tremendously, very greatly. And usually we are unmindful of it. We don't think about it also. And also, on more serious note, during these times, gunas are also the worst. The gunas are also multiplied. So during those days, we should stay away from all types of gunas also. And whatever good we can do, fasting during these months also, the Ashhure Hurum, has got great, great rewards. Shaban also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept most rozas out of Ramadan was in Shaban. And there were those the Shaban months where he kept the whole month also roza. So this is, we should try that also. And in this other 4 months also, the rozas, the reward is very great. In a riwayat, a person during the Ashhure Hurum, the 4 sacred months, a person who keeps Thursday, Friday and Saturday roza, this 3 days, then that person gets a reward in one riwayat of 700 years ibadat. And another riwayat, 2 years. And again, yeah, those ulama whose eyes are on the great mercy and Allah's doors of mercies which are wide open, they fully accept the 700 years riwayat also. So Allah Ta'ala is giving, and how much, why are we wasting our time? And whatever we are gaining in this, it is for our akhirat. And akhirat, which is first of all permanent, there is no end. Dunya's life, we want to save for the rainy day, or for our old age, we take out some pension fund. And all these things are such that they are the things that really destroy you. Like a person takes out a life insurance policy, and how it happens all the time. There are so many cases, but it's a regular thing. You take out a life insurance policy, and why you take it out? So that my old, so that if I have to die, my spouse, they will be paid out so much money, they won't have problems. But that becomes the very cause of your spouse taking your life. And it's a regular occurrence, where for who you took it out for their benefit, and now you are not dying. And they wonder that when is he going to die? Then they kill you. And they get caught. Allah makes it, so nobody benefits in any way. Haram only breeds haram. One person complained to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that I had some haram money, interest money, whatever it was. Crooks came and they stole that money and they took it away. Hazrat said, make shukr, they didn't cut your stomach open. Otherwise they would come and they will kill you also, just for that haram. So haram only brings haram. And on the other hand, if we have halal, halal brings good conditions. When a person, how many people, we see it happening all the time. The vast majority of the people of the world who haven't got insurance, medical aid, and they don't need it also. And those who have it, for no reason also they're going to hospital. We got medical aid, so we will take advantage. We're just paying, we're not. And then what all the, any scan, any x-ray has a negative effect on you. So all that, the radiation, all of that has a negative. You're making yourself more sick. You become a guinea pig. They start experimenting on you. And all you are doing it for your health, but you are destroying your health in the process. Whereas if we trust in Allah, motor car accident, motor car insurance, etc. You take it out, and then how many people have explained? They took out the insurance, and the day they decided to cancel it, they found so much peace on that day. And with that insurance, it just brings more problems. So that the way is the way of deen we have, we stick to that. So our nawafil which Allah Ta'ala has given us, the rewards are so great, and the main thing, the rewards are there, but the main thing, we become the favorites of Allah. And by such a simple and easy way, and it is a matter of just some training, and that is what is called this waqfa tarbiyah. Here, for example, we are here for the 30 days. MashaAllah, statues are for 40 days here also. And we did that, it become, and what a person does for 40 days, it becomes the habit of a person. And it stays within a person. So a person, if we spend 40 days in a khanqah, we go 40 days in jamaat, and we do these amal. In jamaat also, very easy to do all these amal. And we shouldn't look for, and we saw, the seniors in Jamaat work, the actual workers, the ground workers. So I don't know if anyone will remember from where we got a lot of our training of the Jamaat work. There was Suleiman Bey Mumeya of Bombay. Then there was Haji Sharif Saab. And we noticed these people when we would go and sleep at night. We thought we should become 11, half past 11. They till 12, half past 12. They are finishing their zikr. They are making zikr a jahri. The zikr, the 12, bara tasbihat. They are finishing that and till 12, 1 o'clock. They used to be regular with that. Then Allah Ta'ala took such great work from them. And if Allah give us opportunity, study a little bit about how Maulana Musa Samrodi, who has passed away recently, perhaps at the age of 100, he had become blind towards the end. But all these African countries, East Africa, the islands there, how they worked and they made effort when there was no tabligh, when deen was at its lowest ebb or a very low ebb, how they sacrificed and worked. Today we got deen on a plate, we taking it for granted. The amount of huffaz we got, the amount of ulama we got. Now we start abusing the ulama also. But there was a time when there were hardly any ulama. And all this work, but they did all this also with it. The remembrance and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. So our nawafil, when we go in jamaat, if Allah opened the doors of Hajj and Umrah, there also we are free, instead of sitting in the hotel room. And unfortunately how the enemy has worked, we sitting in the hotel room, we watching commentary. We are in Mecca Sharif, Medina Sharif. We are worried of the politics of our country, politics of the world. Whereas we should be in the haram at that time. And especially if we are in the haram at the time when the crowd is a bit less, you get all the opportunity for so much of your ibadat. But just shaitan makes it very big crowd, you can't make the ibadat. So there are those opportunities, times when the people have gone out and you can get a good chance. So Allah Ta'ala give us to make this nawafil. If we make the niyat, and we start working, don't already cancel it out, it's difficult for me, it's not possible for me. Let us make the niyat, and while we are here, even just few days still, start trying to make all our namazes. Ishraq, if we can't make it at the time when just Ishraq time comes in, make it a bit later. But we can, if we want to, we can try and do it at that time. Our chashed also. And try at least once in a lifetime to make the maximum rakats of this namaz. And when we'll do it once and Allah will give us the taste of it, then we won't be able to give it up also, inshallah. And try and do it in Ramadan. Try and do it on Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala will give us tawfiq to carry on the sacred month. And when the month of Rajab comes, before the month of Rajab starts, we should try our best to be ready now for the real season that has started now. From the first of Rajab, already great barakat of Allah Ta'ala, the whole month is such. Shaban is another month of Allah's grace, in which there is Laylatul Qadr. In Rajab, what is famous is the Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest gift of namaz that Allah gave us. The whole sum total of Mi'raj was namaz. And may Allah make us realize the value of namaz, that for all other, even iman became for us here on the earth. But namaz, Allah called Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to that place where even Jibreel Alayhi Salaam couldn't go. And then more looking at it as a duty, which is a farz. It is a duty. We have to do it. But more than that, really, it is a gift which Allah has given. And if we take it as a gift, once I told Maulana Ahmed Khanpuri Sahab, the Ahmed Barakat Mufti Ahmed Khanpuri, that you make so much bayan, you travel and you are up before Fajr, you are dhikr, don't you get tired? He says when a person is in his hobby, how he doesn't get tired in his hobby. What is your hobby no matter what? So if this becomes our passion, deen becomes our passion. Today by force we have to pull ourselves out of dunya. And we have to come and then we do something of deen. So we find it hard, difficult, quickly we just want to finish, get back again to the dunya. We work in this way and these basic things, these nawafil we do. And see how Allah will make deen beloved to us. Then to take us out from here and to go into dunya will become difficult. Then to get engaged in dunya, it will be very hard. We will still have to earn. We will still have to do dunya's work, shopping, all these things. But the hatred of it will come. And then we will understand that the most beloved places on the surface of the earth to Allah are the masajid. And then we will want to be, we will enjoy them. And the most unliked places are the bazaars and the malls. But today for us it is the opposite. The malls and the bazaars, our shopping place at our work, we'll go earlier to work, especially if it's our own business. We'll stay extra also. The whole, everyone, staff can be taking lunch hour. We won't take lunch hour. Because our business is so dear. When the day comes when deen will become beloved, akhirat will become beloved. So Allah give us tawfiq that these nawafil we do, and we try and become regular, we will be the main thing, we become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And once you are the beloved of Allah, Allah ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zami meri, asma mera. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. The earth, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, my Allah, then nothing is mine. My wife is my wife. But if Allah is not yours, you haven't pleased Allah, Allah will make that wife the biggest headache for you in your life. You won't be able to divorce her also, you won't be able to get rid of her also, and you won't find any problems and problems. The same thing for the wife, if the husband, if Allah is not hers, the husband won't leave her, he will, how he will abuse her, what he will do and how he will make. Your shop is your shop. But if Allah is not yours, that very shop will be your biggest headache. And you will see you are making no profit and you are taking loans to fill all the holes in your shop. All, and you are not benefiting anything. Make Allah yours and see the shop will be yours. Without you and without any much effort from your side, your shop will be giving you profits easily, very very little work you'll do, and the prophets will just come, and no problems also. So make Allah ours. And one of the easy ways, and really that is why we have come. Allah reward our few friends, mashallah, when they have come, they met few times, they say, make dua for our islah, make dua, we have nisbah, ta'alluq, we get the love of Allah. This is one very easy way, where everyone in his own personal way endeavors and gets the love of Allah. Allah give us the tawfiq to make all our nawafil. And also, gee, there is also one, that in Nafal, it is fully permitted, you can make as many niyats as you want to. For example, you are making your Ishraq namaz. In your Ishraq, you can make niyat of Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajar, Salatul Shukr, Istikhara, as many as you want to. And you'll get the full sawab for all those, as though you made those, you'll make 2 rakats of namaz, but you make the niyat of 8, 10 rakats. It's as though you make 10 rakats namaz, so much sawab you will get. So Allah is giving. Why not take from Allah Ta'ala? And then again, for whoever you will make niyat, all those people will also get the sawab. So make niyat for the whole ummah. Make niyat for the Anbiya alayhi salam, particularly first and foremost for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for our parents regularly, daily we should be making, for our parents, our brothers, sisters, our children, our progeny till Qiyamah. Make that niyat for the future also, for the past, for the ummats of the past, the Muslims of the past. Make niyat for them, and Allah will give everyone. And then inshallah, you will get the sawab as though all of them made namaz and they passed it on to you. A common, for example, we are sitting and eating, one person takes one lukma, one morsel of food, puts it in this brother's mouth, that brother, third, fourth, fifth, they will naturally think, he's feeding us, he's not eating, let us feed him. Each one will put into, you'll get 5 lukmas. You put one in all there, they will put 5 into your mouth. So we make niyat of all. Allah's mercy is so great, very hopefully Allah will give you as though all of them made namaz and that comes into your. Buzurgs, the one who, where they become buzurgs, they also got 24 hours in their daily lives, 7 days a week. But niyat, they reached great heights. And with niyat is easy, no real effort. You don't have to move a mountain from its place. Just the niyat, the kulli mri'im ma nawa, everyone will get what niyat he makes. So make niyat of all these namazes, and we will get that sawab. Make niyat for as many people. My one brother is buried in a certain Qabristan, my father in another. I make niyat for them and all the Muslims in that Qabristan. All the Muslims in the world, how many people have passed away? Oh, who can keep that hisab? Only Allah Ta'ala knows in the world how many people. We make niyat for all of them, all the Muslims, and we get the sawab also. So really, this is such a way that we can get great, great position by Allah Ta'ala, become His favorites and the rewards, and we are benefiting. And everyone who we make niyat for, those people know. Allah passes the sawab, and that sawab goes more faster than EFT, electronic transfer also. They more faster than that, they get the sawab. And they know so-and-so has sent it for me. And they make dua for you also. Though they don't get sawab for that dua, but dua is a dua, supplicating to Allah. Allah accepts that dua also. And they make dua for you also. And people, may Allah save all our marhumin, if they got any problem, and we keep on sending sawab, it comes to a certain threshold, then Allah takes them out of their problems of theirs. And how happy if somebody was having problems in whoever in our family, anyone, and we making all the time, and now they came out, how they'll be indebted to us. And there is life there. As there is life here, there is life there also. So Allah give us all tawfiq. This is a very easy way to attain great rewards. to become the favorite of Allah. Allah, give me tawfiq, give us istiqamah that we carry on with it also. Save us from being handicapped in any way whatsoever. And we make Allah's ibadah. There are so many people, their last namaz also they made it properly. And after that they passed away. They passed away in the namaz, or after that they passed away. But till their last namaz properly, may Allah make it easy for us also. Allah give us all tawfiq.